Hey, welcome to the webinar on fear. A very important subject. I'd just like to say a little prayer. The Buddhists have something and they say, there is nothing as fragile as action without prayer. Self-explanatory really, yeah? Nothing as fragile as action without prayer. So my action is this webinar I'm sharing with you on fear. And I'm aspiring to gift you with something real, you know, so that it really changes your life, so that, you know, you deal more with your fear. That something is called perfect love. Jesus said perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love is God's love. So it's not my love. It's not our love. It's God's love. So what we need to do is just pray. Say a little prayer here and just strengthen up this action. So I could say this silently, and I actually will pray silently. And maybe I'll pray out loud at the end of the webinar, okay? Put your hands together in front of your heart. So what is this perfect love? What is this perfect love? Where is this perfect love? How do we connect with this perfect love? And this is all we really need to talk about, is this perfect love. We don't really need to talk about fear, because fear is the problem, it's the disease. It's epidemic in the world right now. And perfect love casts out fear. That's what Jesus said. So, I know I'm mentioning Jesus a fair bit at the beginning of this webinar. Well, it's superhero training, and that is ultimate warrior archetype in action there. Love in action, the masculine warrior, the hero warrior, the spiritual warrior. It's love in action, you see. The masculine aspect of God is love in action. That's all you need to remember. So again, it's love. Love in action is the masculine part of God. And the feminine part of God is receptivity, tenderness, stillness. Love in receptivity. Loving receptivity, tenderness, stillness, surrender, femininity, beauty. Receptivity through your beauty, through your tenderness. That's the feminine, you see. The masculine is the love, the inseminating lightning, yeah, comes into that. That's what your experience of God translates to, the experience of perfect love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Let's have a few breaths. Three soft, gentle, deep breaths. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Breathing all the way in and all the way out. Soft, gentle, deep, 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 strong, deep, slow breaths. If you can focus on your breath while I'm sharing this webinar with you, you will do yourself a great service. If you can focus on your breath, breathing the love of God, breathing the Holy Presence, the presence of life. It's all the same thing. It exists in every particle of creation. That's every one of your cells, every one of your molecules, every one of your atoms, in every nucleus. That's where that presence is. And all around you in the molecules of the air. The atoms of the atmosphere is this holy presence, this perfect presence, the love of God, the effect of the presence of God. You can call it the Holy Spirit if you want. It's the fascia between God and the manifested creation. Creation manifest, the manifestations. Soft, gentle, deep breaths, focusing on the breath. Now, if you can add a pressurizing focus to your lower dantian, just below your belly button, breathing all the way in and all the way out, squeezing the dantian, on the exhalation, you're pushing out. On the exhalation, this is different to many, 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 many breathing systems. You push on the exhalation. You relax on the exhalation, and at the end of the exhalation, you push your diaphragm down, and you push your guts down on the end of the exhalation. As you're breathing in, you're breathing all the way in, you're squeezing your guts in the epicenter. You're not using your stomach muscles to squeeze. You're squeezing your dantian. It's in the epicenter of your guts. You kind of ideally want to relax your muscles and squeeze your fascia. Relax your muscles and squeeze your fascia. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. So superhero training is basically training to maintain a focus. If we don't have focus, we don't have any practice. If we don't have any practice, we're just a mess. We're an addict. We're confused. We're subject to the waves, our emotional waves, the emotional waves of humanity. We're subject to the laws of material world. That means, you know, when it's raining and grey and the atmosphere is depressed, it can be in a depression or a low. The weather can be a low weather system, low pressure system. You can, your physical body will experience some form of deflation, aka physical depression. So we need to stay pumped, pumped, pumped in all circumstances, especially spiritually, psycho-emotionally, psycho-spiritually, psycho-physically. Okay, we need to engage all our centers. So let's just take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Excuse any background noises. I'm not in the most ideal scenario right now for recording A-grade recording studio quality webinar. This is the revolution in the jungle, Vanuatu, South Pacific, miles away from you guys. Soft, gentle, deep breath, squeezing. Good, 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 good. So perfect love focused over a certain period of time. Ideally, 21 days and then 21 days again. So you do a total of 42 days. Intense focus on breathing the breath of perfect love. Now, remember, this subject, perfect love, it's to do with God. It's God's subject. It's a mystery to us. You must understand this. A mystery is being revealed through us, as us. And it is the mystery of love. Willpower can't do this. Ego can't do this. Only God can. Only the Holy Spirit can. So what that means is, you know, we could say God has already done it. It's already done. And therefore, there's nothing to do. Just depends what level of this conversation we're having. The level I want to focus on is the level of here we are as human beings in this world of form, 2015, heading into the most intense, dramatic, potentially magnificent period of human history. But one could say, and certainly based on all the evidence, equally potentially heading for hell. Very, very quickly, driven by megalomaniac leaders, political leaders, leaders of industry, the military industrial complex, leaders of our civilization. Are driving us towards a nuclear situation through their wars and their industry, their pollution, their media, their education, their pharmaceuticals, their food industry, their animal factories, And even deeper than this, we, the general populace of the world, the 99%, so to speak, are hypnotized and so confused in our own minds. And this is not a personal attack on anyone. It's the cultural condition of human civilization right now. Confused about, you know, what's going on. Extremely busy, caught in the sticky fly trap of survival issues, which automatically engages the ego construct. The ego construct is automatically switched on. All the energy, or most of the energy, fuels, feeds the maintenance of the ego construct. Not because we want to do that, but because that's the way the whole of our civilization is engineered and geared. So that's what's happening. And so the ego construct has a core component of fear. Superhero training allows us to dismantle, reconfigure that ego construct, which is neurological wiring, archetypal neurological content. The neurology is wired into the brain, into the body, driving the physical vehicle, driving it. So this is a very real possession by this thing, and this thing has its own spirit. Its core component is fear, ignorance, and arrogant pride, self-confidence. You see? Ignorance, fear, and self-confidence, some form of confidence. Ignorance, fear, and some form of confidence. But of course, it is a spiritualized being. So it has the power of creation to a degree. Because it's about 2% in harmony with the song of life. It isn't very powerful, but it's still powerful enough to press, nuclear weapons firing systems, to use depleted uranium weapons, just leaking the same stuff, but not extremely dramatically for the people involved, but, not like it's killing, millions of people at once. Nuclear Armageddon. So, how do we dissolve all that? Well, perfect love casts out the fear. That's the central core. So we have to go to God for that. Put your hands together in front of your heart, and I'll just show you how easy it is. Put your hands together in front of your heart and press the heels of your palms together. Press them together like no man ever walked on the face of the earth could open those hands apart. If they grabbed hold of your wrists and they try to pull those hands apart, no way is that coming apart. But your fingers are relaxed, everything's relaxed. This is your faith. Take hold of your hands, as if you're clasping your hands together. Clasp the hands together and just feel the power of your faith in your hands. Do it with love, do it with love, do it with love. Do it with love as you're squeezing, gripping your hands together. Do it with love and certainty. A burning faith. A burning faith. A burning faith. And just look at your hands as if they're not even your hands. As if God is showing you through your hands what burning faith actually is. Just let God look at your hands. Let go. Surrender. Look at your hands. And just say, God, show me what burning faith is. Please. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You see, perfect love belongs to God. Now, let's just clarify what I mean when I say God. Okay, what I mean is life, creation, the universes, the multiverses, the quadriverses, the infinite dimensions are all held by one single force, one single power, and this is the power of God. This is the presence of God. This is the intelligence of God. This is the goodness of God. Life proves the fact of God. Within it, here we are in this little world, and we're trapped on this sticky paper of ego and the world. And it hurts, and it's hurting a lot of people now. And we have together somehow conspired to create a situation where we are being led by these insane James Bond arch villain types who control whole armies and governments and countries and areas of the world politically. And they are leading us, have led us, into a dreadful, dreadful state of affairs for many, 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 many people. Within it, we are in a terrestrial, global, cosmic experience. We are in a solar system, zooming around a sun, bound to this sun through magnetism, and the sun is taking us, zooming around the galaxy. And the galaxy is one of billions, contains billions and billions and billions of other solar systems doing exactly the same thing. I.e. zooming around the galaxy in electromagnetic, no choice about it. Life is what it is. So within that, here's little old me running out of cash, got some weird disease, surrounded by strange people with very strange habits, feeling threatened in an increasingly violent society, trapped in some little city somewhere with no food growing. Only my reliance on the health food store and the supermarkets. With nowhere, no real other options, and nowhere to go particularly. Wondering what's going to happen in this world. Well, without wanting to frighten you or, be over dramatic, what I like to do is prepare for worst case scenarios and expect the best. But being a realist, I understand that if you're not living on your own piece of land in at least a subtropical area where lots of good stuff is growing, food, you're safe and warm and no one is, really telling you what to do and how to live. You're not being hassled or herded around by any authorities particularly whatsoever. If you're not having that experience and you're in the machine, well, you better be ready to deal with it, because this is not a sustainable system we're in. And this year, 2015, we're going to be challenged more than we were in 2014. And that was pretty intense. Which was more intense than 2013 and so on and so forth. So this year and next year, let's just deal with this year. This year is going to be really, really heavy. The political system, the whole war thing, the weather, big time news. So, how do we live in this perfect love? Very simply, we need burning, burning faith to connect to the transcendental goodness within us and all around us, within every particle of creation. That means that life will support you if you are living in grace. Get the Amazing Grace audio book, It's a free download from AmazingGraceAudiobook.com. Check that out if you don't know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about living in grace. Grace is like a bubble of protection. It's like being living on a magic carpet where everything's provided and you just cruise around and things just get better and better and better as you become simpler and simpler and simpler. And what it does is it spirals you into a more godly life. So you want to spend time with godly people. You love contemplating the presence of God. And you become more and more and more enraptured by the love of the invisible holy presence. And less enraptured by the world and everything in it. Now, the world is going to do what the world's going to do. The big question is, can you navigate through it? Are you capable of navigating through this world successfully, powerfully? Are you capable of that? And respectfully, none of us are. Even the, you know, the really good men in this world, hardly anyone's ready. Because the standard of humanity that we've been living for such a long time has been so pathetically low that when it's actually time to step up to the plate, most of us are going to be found sadly wanting, because we've been playing in little leagues for such a long time. The little leagues is the worshipping the flesh, consumption, materialism, competition, competitiveness. You see? It's nothing to do with perfect love. It's a way to get there, but it's like we need to click in now. You see? We need to click in now. So we got about a year or maybe 14 or 15 months. Before the, you know, serious initiations coming down. So superhero training and the superhero program gets you ready. All across the board. It's like, okay, how do I navigate through this society with my children while the Titanic is sinking, the zombie apocalypse is coming to life, diseases, nuclear war, economic war. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's the American dollar and the Federal Reserve ruling the world financially, or the British sterling, or the Chinese yen. They're all as bad as each other. They're horrible. Dreadful, dreadful, dreadful people. Why? Because they live in the absence of perfect love, utterly. And pretty much every other variation of love. You know, evil is evil. That's all there is to it. You know, enough said. So we are into being an antidote for that, a living embodiment of the solution to the presence of that. What does that mean? That means that I'm standing in my cells, switched on physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to the frequencies of my salvation, aligned with the nature of the particles of my inner being, aligned with the nature of the particles that surround me, period. It's such a massive difference, the power of that, compared to the negativity of the ego's world. Now, this is something you really have to get clicked in with. Put your hands together in front of your heart, press your hands together, the heels of your hands together. Feel how good that feels. Breathe the faith, the burning faith. And I'm just going to pray in silence again for you. Okay. So I know you're feeling good. I know you can feel it. But you need to be feeling it every day, 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 several times a day. So that means you need to be listening to the stuff, listening to the stuff, listening to your stuff. Immersing yourself in the right vibrations, in the right thoughts, in the right information. Superhero Training's full of it. The Amazing Grace audiobook's full of it. All Nick Good stuff, nickgoodpd.com is full of it. Perfect love casts out the fear. You pray to God silently in your heart and soul. Pray to God silently with your hands together, good on your knees. You know, be humble, soften your heart, sweeten your heart, and humble yourself before God Almighty. This is the bullshit of the new age, is I am God. Absolute bullshit. So when there's any sense of I, as soon as you say the word I, you have a differentiation, or the beginning of a differentiation of self. So if you say I am, you've gone. You've gone. So if you've gone, you've left the presence of God, which is singularity, the single I, that doesn't have a voice. It is what it is. It has no reference point. So there is no I. It is the totality, the absolute. So you can't say anything about it. So if there's a sense of self, differentiation, individualization, individuality, then I need to petition God, pray to God, talk to God, invite God into my being to dissolve any sense of separation. And say please and thank you. And Self-love, self-acceptance, tapping, emotional freedom technique. Self-love, self-acceptance. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am is the beginning of the journey through the three levels of self. The second level is into your subconscious, where you have to love yourself better there in your ego construct. You love yourself better deep down, and you have to repeat it over and over and over and over and over for 21 days and then 21 days again. 6 weeks, and that gives you a really solid foundation to completely transform your life. Superhero training lasts 6 months. It's a 6-month course. It can even be 9 months if you do it the slow way. So we help you integrate all that into the world. Because it takes, if you can integrate it into the world and express it physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually, as a man, as a woman, as a husband, as a mother, it's going to take time for all of this to bleed into every facet of your life. Your music to improve, your health to improve, your family relationships to improve. It's the slow, lovely part of life where we get to enjoy the silence and the togetherness and the sweetness. You see? So we're bringing in that almighty power through the prayer in the third level, the deepest level. Prayer goes the deepest because it goes into the soul. The soul is like a little microchip that records everything that you experience, all your thoughts and words and actions. You see? All that stuff is recorded in the soul. Soft, gentle, deep breath. Soft, gentle, deep breath. Breathing that compression breath. The physical body is a manifestation of the soul. The soul is a manifestation of the physical body. They both feed each other, you see. Like a toroidal field. So it's all in there. So if we squeeze our hands with the burning faith and we love God with all our heart and mind and strength and soul, and we dedicate our lives for the upliftment of other human beings, other beings, the world, nature, our gardens, the forests, the rivers, you see? That's all. It's really simple. So there's a few tools and tips. You can get plenty more free stuff. Just sign up for superhero training and get into the tribe if you're not already in. We make it really affordable for you. Different payment plans if you can't afford it. There's lots of free stuff, you know, we help you out. If you go to my website, nickgoodpd.com, personal development, nickgoodpd.com. If you go to my website, you'll get some more free stuff there and you get to know me a little bit more. Michael McIntosh has a nice website as well. So there's lots of support for you now. But I've told you, you get your backbone, get down on your knees, put your hands together in front of your heart, humble yourself before God Almighty. Ask for forgiveness. Grant forgiveness. I'll teach you that prayer that I was said at the beginning. Okay, bring your hands together in front of your heart in the name of love. Hallelujah, 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 in the name of love, hallelujah, in the name of love. Through the amazing grace of the Holy Spirit, in the name of love. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this life. We thank you for your blessings. We give you our love, and we thank you for your constant love and blessings. In the name of love, hallelujah, 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 in the name of love. For the highest good of all beings throughout all space and time. Forever and ever, in the name of love. Through the amazing grace of the Holy Spirit, we ask that you help us forgive all people, help all people forgive us. Please, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, love each other and love ourselves forever and ever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. For all of our ancestors and for all humanity throughout all time, past, present and future, please help us all forgive each other and forgive ourselves, please and thank you. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Just going into your breathing. You can either breathe gratitude or you can just surrender into the presence of God and receive your freedom and your peace. We are free because He sets us free. God bless you.